There was a party last night at the Roof in downtown Columbia, and at the center of it was jazz musician Orrin Evans. Evans is the leader of the New York-based Orrin Evans Captain Black Big Band, which was commissioned by the Metropolitan Museum of Art to create a piece based on the mural America Today by Neosho, Missouri native Thomas Hart Benton. Evans and his band will perform their commissioned piece tonight at the Missouri Theater. KBIA's Ryan Levy caught up with Evans at the party last night.
Tell me a little about yourself. What's important to know about Orrin Evans?
I don't know if there's anything important to know about Orrin Evans. It's just important to know. It's important to know that you will find out something different every day. And that's important to me, to discover and explore and evolve. So the Orrin Evans you knew on Monday might be a little different on Friday, I hope. There's going to be some similarities, you know. I'm always going to be an Aries. My birthday is always going to be March 28th. But hopefully my music, my life, my outlook on the world will evolve every day. And so and instead of saying this is who Orrin Evans is, I prefer to just say I'm a work in progress, you know, every day.
So let's talk a little bit about the music you'll be performing here in Columbia as part of this week of Thomas Benton. It was a piece commissioned by the Met in New York. Can you tell me a little bit about how that came to be?
Basically, a promoter in New York, her name is Megan Stabali, presented an opportunity to us to do a concert based on the work of this artist that we didn't really know at that time. I'll say I didn't know, but I did some research at that moment. And I'm really excited about it, and I appreciate her even inviting us to do that.
When you look at the art of Thomas Hart Benton, you said you once you heard that you were going to be doing the piece, you kind of went into a little research, looked at the piece. What in that art, when his work, kind of speaks to you that kind of inspired you or pushed you into the music?
I saw a New York or a city that I once loved. You know, I saw it was okay to be different. I saw it was okay to have a good time. I saw it was okay to hang out late and go to work in the morning. And that's what I wanted this piece to be like. You know, I want to say the real world, but the world has changed so drastically, so I don't want to be presumptuous and say the real world, but I saw a world that I like, you know? Like, come on, let's have a good time. This is the only life you have to live.
So this is it's a New York piece. You guys have talked about that a lot.
Right.
It's based in New York, it's from New York, all that kind of stuff. Is there any different mindset or feeling when you're coming in to the middle of the Midwest into Missouri to play that kind of music or to play that piece?
No, not at all. I mean, we say New York because that's where we're from. But the reality is maybe I should take New York out of it and say it's a city and the city that we all don't know. It's the speakeasy. It's the after 2 a.m. It's when the bar closes. It's the guy's house down the street that none of us know about. It's the doorbell. It's the knock three times. It's not so much New York. We use the term New York because that's where we live, but really it's about, and I know it exists here. I know it exists in every city. There's somewhere we don't know. There's a killing party right now happening. And that's what that is. That's what this whole piece is to me.
For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Levy.